get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates. Week one. Rob's fired up, giving the horn. Skull
We're
Vikes,
ready to go, baby.
Know.
Week one.
Wonder where he's going in the Vikes at Bears game. But you'll have to find out in a minute. That's the last game we'll talk about.
A little teaser. I like it. Get into it quickly.
Of course. Kev, behind the cameras, getting everything done for you. All the editing, all the audio. That's all Kev behind the scenes. We're just going to start off right off the rip. Rob, let's rip off the Band-Aid. First game of the week, Thursday night football. Dallas Cowboys traveling to the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, it's here. Season's here, Rob. It's ready to go.
We're here. Sorry, I've been messing around a little Facebook
Live. No, it's fine.
Going,
you're just doing whatever. It's all good.
We got the champs going to defend their title this year, so pretty excited for them. Their team's pretty much the same. It's going to be really hard to pick against them most of the year. Defending champs. So Jalen Hurst is back, and they've got Prescott. Good matchup to start the year.
Number one player in the NFL voted on by the other players.
Yes, sir.
Number one on the NFL list.
So,
at running back.
Hurts, I think, is healthy, sharp. Prescott's coming off that hamstring injury pretty much all last year. So
he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott plays pretty well against the Philadelphia Eagles, actually.
Do you think so?
He does. Okay. It's a fact.
Just not lately.
As of lately. Last five games against the Eagles, Dak Prescott is 4-1.
And
like 300-ish a game.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
It's not so bad.
So,
however, that Eagles defense is going to come out swinging. I would imagine they're going to be N'Kobe Dean-less, unfortunately, which has been the course of his career. Hopefully that changes.
Hurts a little bit.
That dude is a playmaker. From that stout Georgia defense.
But they got enough talent on that defensive side.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I mean, this is a great game. Great game to start the season with. Eagles favorited by 8.5. I mean, they're in Philly. We know it's a tough place to play for opponents.
Yeah, it's very, we'll see.
So that's the spread is 8.5.
Eight and a half spread.
But ESPN is saying also 68.7% chance Philly takes it.
Yeah.
Just because I happen to have that in front
of me. I'm going to go.
I would not trust that.
Phillies, because I don't know where Dallas's running game is. I do like the addition.
We know exactly where it is.
Yeah, I know you're in big love with Jay Williams. We had this whole conversation in the preseason videos earlier this year. So, even adding Pickens on the outside, I do like Ferguson at the middle.
That's a legitimate number two now.
Yeah,
you don't think so, George Pickens?
I agree, number two. Yeah. I almost put him at top 10 as a duel.
It'll probably be fun.
I think it'll be fun. Heck of a threat. But losing Martin in the middle, I think that might be a little bit of effect. Is Prescott going to come out a little bit of rusty? So
I would imagine. And again, in Philly, it's just a tough place to start your season.
It's very tough.
They got a couple nice tight ends too, though. I don't know. This is a tough game for me. 8.5. I don't know.
But we're not picking off the spread, so we're picking straight up.
Yeah, just straight up. Who's winning the game?
It's easy,
right?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be easy.
Do you want me to go first and throw out the official first winner of the Banner of the Boys, Gridiron Updates?
Yeah.
Season one, which I do believe, if I need to reiterate that, I think I beat you last year on our pick'ems overall. So.
You probably did.
So I guess
did you?
That means the champion has to go first. I'm going to Eagles. I think Barkley's going to be too much. Obviously, losing Dickerson, if he's going to play for the Eagles, could be an issue. But they just have so much. And then on defense, I don't know what if the Cowboys can handle that front four, front seven of the Eagles. And then that secondary, even if they don't get to them or going to wreak havoc on the quarterback all day. So I'm going the Eagles probably by 10. I feel like they're going to cover the 8.5. So that's where I'm going with that so far. So
fair enough. I also am going Eagles. I don't think they cover the 8.5, but I'm going if we're picking straight up, the Eagles will win. It'll be close. It's going to be a battle. First week, I think first week matchups can go either way. And we'll see that in the next game we talk about. But I think first week matchups could go either way.
For sure. Typically, the defenses are always ahead of the offense this early, so Maybe that'll be the advantage for the Cowboys.
We're getting Saquon Barkley.
I know.
In the green uniform is tough.
Hand them off the ball, so call it even. So,
all right. Well,
Rob, we want to hear a fun fact that I did see this it's projected for this game the most expensive NFL season opener ever.
To, for a ticket?
For a ticket to get in there. So
why?
A little fun fact there for you.
Wonder why that's the case. What makes this one so special?
I just think Dallas travels really well, too, which is driving up the secondary market. So, and the Eagles are coming off a Super Bowl, so it's already the hottest ticket in town.
Fair enough. We're going to move right into game two. Kansas City Chiefs, technically, at the Los Angeles Chargers in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Another interesting spot for the NFL to pick, you know. I know they're trying to expand their global market, but consistently, I think they've had some field issues in some of these places, and then I believe Brazil is one of them. So hopefully the conditions are way better, so it should be a good, fun game. Because didn't they play last? Who played there last year? Was it?
It was the Packers and somebody.
Yeah, Packers-Eagles opened up down there. Yeah, that's right, that's right. And coming out of that game, I think there was a lot of conversation about the field conditions. So
it will be interesting to see if anything's changed heading into this year. But I don't. Did they play at the same stadium last year? I don't think they did. I thought it was somewhere else. I can't remember.
Possibly.
I can't remember. Let's see. Kansas City is favored by 3.5. That's the spread. Just because I said it for the last game, whatever, and I'm there again. ESPN analytics putting Kansas City at 56.2% over the Chargers.
So, I mean, it's Mahomes versus Herbert. Mahomes has owned him. He's 10-2 against him. I think that includes like 7 straight against him. So, statistically, Mahomes is probably going to win this game, and that's who I'm going with.
Good for you.
I do understand, you know, Rice on suspension. I do like Hollywood Brown. He's kind of one of my late fantasy football.
Yeah, Travis Kelce doesn't need time to get
picks
going.
Too. So Kelce, I probably is going to see 15 targets. I'm betting. So
yeah.
But it'll be interesting against that Chargers defense. They're pretty good. They lost a couple pass rushers. So if they can get some pressure on Pat and keep it close, you know, and then they run the ball with, you know, and then Harris is probably going to come play after the firework injury.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm going Chargers. I think they're going to come out with a running game. Najee's going to be healthy, ready to go. They're going to reestablish that running game with Najee. Who hasn't really had that bad of a career either.
True.
Like, people think he's just been this down-and-out running back this whole time, and he really hasn't. He's kind of flown under the radar a little bit and had solid career to this point. I'm not saying Hall of Fame, but I'm saying a solid career. So
I think contracts.
I think in Harbaugh's system, it's going to work out really well.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to see that on full display. Hopefully, again, if he's healthy, ready to go, and all signs are pointing that he will be by Friday night. So, yeah, I'm going Chargers. No problem.
You're going Chargers. Okay. Do you feel like that it's going to be mostly Chiefs fans versus Chargers fans down there?
What?
Down in Brazil.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Which fan base do you think is trying to travel better?
Just in general. Okay. Probably Kansas City.
Probably Kansas City.
They're bandwagon team right now. The last few years, they're bandwagon
okay,
team.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm new to football. I don't know who I want. I'm going to be a Chargers or a Chiefs fan.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like you're calling out one of our former guests last year.
No, not Graham. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not name dropping Graham. But he's a Pats fan, technically.
Okay.
And he's been for a long time. He's from out that way, so that makes sense. But he's also a Chiefs fan. But just in general, the Chiefs, Eagles, you know, when a team's doing well, there's going to be bandwagon fans. That's normal.
Yeah, that's normal. I mean, that's typically fine. So, and you have the
how many Lions fans came out of the woodwork all of a sudden after they started doing
it? True. There was a bunch of people that I went to high school with, and they're like, "You're a Lions fan?"
Oh yeah, all day.
Mm-hmm. Just been hibernating for 20 some years.
Yeah, ever since Barry Sanders. How old are you? No.
Yes.
Don't give me that. Anyway, sorry. Let's move into the Lions game. Actually, all right. Lions at Packers. That's a solid game to start the season off with. NFC North battle. Obviously, we'll talk about the Vikings at Bills, or at Bears. Sorry. Jeez.
Hey, it's early in the season. I don't expect you to have
a bunch of division games, obviously.
You know?
But this is a tough one. This is a tough one because I think we'll see a little drop off from the Lions, like we talked about with losing OC DC. Okay. For me, again, I think it'll be more noticeable offensively. You think it'll be more noticeably
defensively? I definitely think game planning. I thought the offense has more talent than the defense, and then so that's why I say Aaron Glenn was more of got the most out of that defense versus the skill set that the Lions had, because they have just so many players on that side of the ball. Lions coming off, you know, a 15-2
season.
Great season. Let me ask you this question. With the signing of Parsons, would you put them over the Lions as a better team?
No.
I agree. I don't think it made them a better team over the Lions.
No, over the Lions. Did it make them a better team? Oh, for sure.
For sure it did. For sure.
But I don't think over the Lions, no. I think the Lions are still a more complete team at the end of the day. Even with losing both coordinators, they're a more complete team. So for me, in this game, of course, that leads me to pick the Packers.
Ooh.
It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise thing. Packers are going to somehow sneak this one out, and everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, the sky is falling for the Lions. And that's just nowhere near the case. It's just, excuse me. Getting all worked up. The first game with new coordinators. Just let it be. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. This is a team that, you know, obviously didn't go to the Super Bowl, but they know how to make a deep run. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Like Rodgers relaxed a number of years ago, you know, just relax. But the Lions are going to lose game one for me.
I just don't think that the Green Bay Packers have a secondary that's going to even come close to holding.
Well, the corners are of a concern.
You know, unless Micah Parsons and his epidural kick in and get him. He needs 4-plus sacks for the Packers to win, I think, in this game.
Okay.
So I just the Lions have been dominating the Packers lately. I think five of the last six matchups, the Lions have beat the Packers. So I'm just going with the skill set of Brown, Williams, Gibbs, Porta.
Jahmyr Gibbs is, you know, freaking cheat code.
I do like Josh Jacobs, but Golden are we going to get week one? You know, I do think he's going to be their wide receiver one at the end of the day
to start the season.
But to start the season,
see their receiver one, Golden.
Yeah. So and yeah,
see where they got him on the depth chart right now.
Well, in my book, he's going to be receiver. So,
in your book,
that's right. All that matters, really.
He's number two on the depth chart right now behind Jaden Reed.
Yeah. So I'm going to assume they're going to force Golden the ball. He's going to get, you know, 8-9 definitely looks, I think. But yeah, the play caller is going to be interesting to see how Detroit's flow goes a little bit. You know, I always felt like Lions offense with a little bit of pace, they played a little bit better, a little quicker to the line. They didn't, you know, wait till the play clock came down to the end. So we'll see if that, just the little stuff like that, changes the flow of the offense and the new coordinator on that side.
We didn't even give the, what is it here? Let's see. Packers are actually favorited by 2.5 on the spread. I didn't even see that. But
I got Lions.
I'm seeing two and a half at Packers. Man. What are you seeing? You're seeing.
AI.
No.
Maybe AI is telling me exactly who's going to win the game.
Whatever. Mm. Whatever. Now, ESPN analytics.
Okay.
Got to throw it in there. We've already done it this whole time. They're going to pay us. They're going to pay us for this.
Yeah.
Detroit winning the game. 51.1%. So this is like a 50-50 toss up for field folks at ESPN.
I mean, it's gonna be,
should be close. It'll be a battle. Close.
It's a good battle.
Division battle. Again, like everybody.
But I don't know. I think Jared Goff is gonna. Jared Goff. It's gonna be.
We should change his name to Golf. I like that.
I know.
Jared Goff.
It's almost the end of the golf season, so it's kind of in the back of my mind right now.
Ugh, sad.
So.
Anyway.
You have the Packers. What do you think they're going to field goal or more?
It's going to be a touchdown.
Ooh, full touchdown.
Full tud. Yep, full tud.
Okay.
It'll be, again, I think it'll just get away from Detroit. They'll claw back and then look like they'll come back and win type of deal. And some will happen. They won't. That's my gut feeling.
That's your gut feeling?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like
it's better than your AI.
I feel like two receivers and go over 100 yards for Lions.
For the Lions?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Whether it's Gibbs as a receiver, too. I just have a feeling.
Oh, God. Gibbs is... That's their X factor.
So,
we
Lions, the roar's been restored.
The roar's been restored, Lord Jesus. All right, we got to move on. Sunday night game. Baltimore Ravens at the Buffalo Bills. Do we dare say this may be game of the week for us?
I got a guy online that's thinking you're a genius now.
Who?
My buddy Mike.
Oh, okay. That I'm a genius about the Packers?
Yeah,
he doubt said, it. Yeah. I have false hope, buddy.
What? You picked the Packers.
I did. Yeah. They're going to win. Don't worry about it. They're going to win. Jordan Love. They extended him for a reason, right? Got to show it.
How much? When's his next contract?
They just did. They extended him last year.
Okay, last year. Okay.
I thought so.
Because it was a 2-year before that, right? During his rookie contract?
I can't remember.
Then when Rodgers left? I feel like they gave him a 2-year.
Yeah, a little prove it deal.
Yeah.
Well, they proved it enough, I guess.
Jacob's chiming in too already on his picks.
Jake? Oh, God. So he's got the Baltimore losing this
for
game,
sure.
For sure. Yeah. In Buffalo. He's like, nope, they suck.
Yep.
So the Ravens traveling to Buffalo. Buffalo, I'm seeing at 1.5. What's your freaking AI say?
The AI says the Ravens will win by 0.5.
Dude, what is going on here?
All right, Bills. Well, Bills
don't
by
listen to
half.
Us. That means it's a 50-50 game. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
So, what do you got? Who's grabbing this one?
I think this is going to be another epic battle. Last year, I believe the Ravens did go into Buffalo and kind of spank them a little bit, if I remember right, Jacob. Because I think that might have been the Bills' first loss.
Is this the Bills' new stadium?
Of the
too,
year. And yes, they are playing Highmark.
Highmark. Is
their new one?
Is that?
Because they got.
Is it open this year or next year?
No, they practiced in it, I do believe. Because I've been watching Hard Knocks on. The HBO's.
Planned opening is July 1, 2026.
Oh, never mind. I'm completely way off. So.
New Highmark Stadium. New Highmark Stadium.
The Pit.
Yeah, the Pit.
The Broken Table.
I don't know if the Pit is real.
Yeah, well, Jake said they did blow him out. So, yeah, I'm going actually Ravens. I'm going with the best quarterback in the NFL right now. Got snubbed on the MVP pick to the MVP that he's been playing on the other side.
Interesting. I still kind of feel the same way.
I think the Ravens just got better overall, so I'm going to be
got
picking
King Henry back there. Good luck.
Unless there's some injuries, I mean, on that offensive side, defensively, they're stacked. So I'm probably going to go by the Ravens, going to win this one. What do you feel?
I'm going to be interesting again. It's going to be one of those things like the Detroit Lion game. It's like, oh, Ravens lost. Oh, the sky's falling. Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be... The Bills will win it at home in front of their fans. Bills Mafia. It'll be just fine. Everything will be fine.
Bills did beat them in the playoffs, so I did have to remind that to Jacob.
I mean, it's got
to
be Josh Allen, right? I mean, Josh Allen puts that team on his back every time he steps on the field. As much as I also feel the same way that Lamar Jackson got snubbed, like, Josh Allen does literally put that team on. I mean, he carries them
for sure.
Everything. So
you think, like, James Cook not being in camp all year is not going to affect because the running game's not?
They're professionals. They'll be fine. Don't be wrong. Everything happens so fast at the NFL level. Obviously, we talked about that a ton last year. And you see it, you know, look at a tackle-to-tackle camera angle in the NFL and then take a look at it in college level. Oh, my God. Even a top college team, it doesn't matter. Like, the speed is ridiculous. So maybe you're right. You know, James Cook not being in camp all, you know, could be a factor. He just signed a new deal, didn't he?
Yeah, he just got signed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going with the Ravens on this one, just, you know, with Smith and Hamilton.
Bills by
Hamilton
three
just
me.
Got paid, too, for the Ravens. Safety, the highest paid
the
in
the
NFL.
The guy that the Vikings passed on, yeah.
We didn't pass on him.
Sure did.
For what?
We traded up. Take Lewisine.
We got Lewisine at the end of the first round from Georgia.
Oh, he was around. Kyle Hamilton was a mid round pick.
Yeah, he was like
so who
14
did we take
that pick, I believe.
He was there. We had two picks in that first round. I can't remember who the heck we picked. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Kyle Hamilton got paid. Rightfully so. He started getting used the correct way at the
is
second
that Jordan
half of
Addison season. We got instead?
No, that's not that draft, is it?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's
a
draft
draw
before that. Anyway, we're going to get drawn out. Typical.
Typical.
So you're going
banter of the boys.
You're going
just getting
Ravens.
Lost in the mud here.
You're going Ravens by how much? Bills by 3 for me. That's going to be close.
I'm going to go by
They're clapping them again?
Over. I'm going over a field goal.
Just like over four, a field goal.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So 4 points. That's what you're saying.
Huh? Yeah, that's actually the number I had in my head.
Why four? What the heck is that?
Because I feel like they would have to score a touchdown to win it.
Fair enough. Okay, I see your thinking. Not literally 4 points.
Not literally 4 points.
But over three. Yeah, I gotcha. I'm smelling what you're stepping in. Should be a great Sunday night game to open the season for Sunday night, though. Ugh.
What's the weather? There's a ton of great games this week, and a lot of divisional. Almost all divisional games in week one.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that the NFL sets it up that way.
Why not start off with a bang, right?
Get those rivalries between those fans and division.
It's gonna be a great fall night too. 55 degrees, partly cloudy. Ugh. Yeah,
where in Philly?
Football's back. Oh, no, yeah. In Buffalo.
That's Sunday night.
Sunday night. So let's go to the next night right now. Let's just do it. Monday night.
You guys ready for
Monday
this?
Night game. JJ McCarthy making his NFL debut. Skull Vikes, obviously. Oh, I don't have my flag. It's over there. Oh, what an idiot. Anyway, Vikings traveling to the Chicago Bears. New head coach, ready to go.
Ben Johnson.
I'm a little concerned as a Vikings fan. I can't lie. There's too many unknowns.
Well, it's a divisional game. You know what I mean? All of them.
Divisional game, yes, but too many unknowns with what that Bears offense is going to come out with. Now, don't get me wrong. Flores' defense started the season hot last year. We all remember what the Vikings did to the Texans.
Van Ginkle with a pick six in that game against the Giants, if I remember.
And one in the Texans.
Well, look at you. What a great football mind.
I was at that game. It was ridiculously fun as a Vikings fan. Yeah. I remember every aspect of that game specifically. But
I mean, it comes down to the second-year quarterback, Caleb Williams, with the new coordinator.
Down to both quarterbacks, really.
Well, I was going to get to that point off. Then it comes down to our second year, but rookie year, J.J. McCarthy. So we do have Jefferson, the hammy.
Jettas.
I don't know.
He's playing. He's going to be ready to go.
What percent is he at?
He'll be all right. 100. They didn't work him out at all the past three, 4 weeks.
Hammies scare me. They always scare me.
And he had one last year, right?
Lingering. I feel like every time I played softball, that first race to first base, hammy, there it is.
Ugh, there it is. Rob's having flashbacks here.
Straight to the beer cooler. calling it a day.
Yeah, because the beer is what you need for
hammy. Yeah, one in the hand and one on the hammy. Sure.
That can't be why you may have pulled a hammy by any means. No. Not possible.
No, it's just my mind thinks I'm 18.
You're putting fluid in. It's just the wrong foot. All right. Let's see. Vikings favored by 1.5. What's your AI say?
Oh, Mr. AI says Vikings by 1.5.
Okay. All right. ESPN Analytics, get ready for this. 52.1%. Chicago Bears.
Yeah. I mean, looking at overall.
That's the home field advantage.
True. But overall, just looking through all the spreads of the league, I mean, it's 1.5, 2.5, 3.5. It's
too many unknowns. Everybody. 80%
of the. Yeah, exactly. So. It's kind of, you got JJ, you got Aaron Jones, T-Hawk, we got Thielen.
Thielen's back.
I think that's going to be.
He's a filler for Addison. That's it. And when Addison comes back, we'll have a solid three receiver set.
It does make me feel a little
Naylor
bit better.
For number four.
Naylor. And he's expected to play week one as the last time I heard.
Still questionable.
I thought today after coming out of a hand procedure, right?
Same with Harrison Smith.
So, yeah, what's up with Harrison Smith, really? It's kind of a foggy
information. Says personal.
So,
personal matter will be evaluated by the Vikings on a weekly basis. God, that's kind of scary.
But it's going to be a really interesting match of the Vikings' new tooled offensive line versus
he's
the
probably
Bears.
Just on vacation.
Oh, true.
Just like, I don't need camp anymore. It's my last year, guys. Come on. Like, probably.
No, it's week one. We got to lock in. We need to focus.
Harrison Smith wakes up locked in, dude.
That's,
He wakes up locked in.
He's probably my all-time favorite Viking.
Yeah. Who's winning this game?
Oh, Vikings for sure.
Vikings at Chicago Bears. You're going with the Vikes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a battle throughout.
Battle.
Even last year, we were up on 20 on them. We let them slip back in and have a chip and a chair at the end. But that's when Mr. Caleb Williams took a really bad sack, I think, in that end of that game. So, decision-making by Caleb Williams. I don't know if Ben Johnson can coach those eyes to believe what he sees. I think that's always my biggest issue with him, is sticking on script and not just depending that he's the greatest athlete on the field and getting himself out of trouble a lot. So, and the NFL is just a little bit different game, Mr. Williams, but he has all the skill set, so I'm not totally counting him out as an NFL quarterback, but it should be interesting. So I'm excited to see the matchup of our offensive line versus their defensive line. Our rookie left tackle, our left guard, should be a fun one. So, yeah, I'm excited. Who do you got, Mr.?
I'm extremely excited. I'm going to coach a game earlier in that day. Quick get home, get ready to watch the game.
Just stacking W's, huh?
Oh, that's the hope, right? No, I can't wait. Hoping for a Vikes win. For the sake of the pick, I'm going Caleb Williams and the Bears because, again, week one, there's going to be a lot of weird losses. I just get this vibe this season. There's going to be a lot of weird losses in week one.
I don't like all your, your vibe right now.
Dude,
at all.
It's like, going to it's gonna be a tough
Kevin,
season.
We're going to restart this episode real quick and go in the back and have a little conversation with a Vikings fan over here.
When you come back on, I may or may not have a black eye. No, I hope the Vikes win, obviously. I want the Vikes to go 17-0.
So you're just playing more like opposite. Nope, you're like hoping that you're picking one team so the other team will win.
No.
I like that. We'll just go
not
with that.
At all.
We're going to go with that.
So. That's not even the case. I picked the Eagles game one. I hope the Cowboys win.
What's your most exciting?
Which is weird. I've never hoped the Cowboys win in my life.
Yeah. You're off a little bit today. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what's your most interesting part of the new Vikings team that you're wanting to see? Secondary? Or just J.J. McCarthy and seeing if he can operate the system.
Yeah, do we have our franchise quarterback or not? And do you truly know that after 1 year? Probably not, right? Is Jaden Daniels a franchise quarterback immediately?
But you feel pretty...
You feel good, though.
I mean, 100%. After week eight, you're like, feel like, you know, like Bo Nix. I think most Broncos fans would feel like, hey, we might got a guy here.
Right, right. So. Well, Giants fans felt pretty good about Danny Dimes.
True.
God, you know what I mean? So it can change really... It can change really quick.
It can. Seeing ghosts.
So let's hope for the best. Like to see J.J. McCarthy come out of the game with a dub and healthy. Just see what happens. Let them play. See what happens. Don't be afraid to throw the ball in this
Jets
game.
Over 100.
Even though
the
Bears'
tutty?
Defense is solid.
Huh? Think Jets over 100 at the tutty tomorrow?
For sure.
Well, not tomorrow.
For sure. Monday night? For sure. Lights are on Monday night, game one of the season.
Can't wait.
Judd is showing
little
up.
Gritty?
You kidding me?
Little gritty?
It's just Justin until he puts the chains on.
Okay.
Then it's Jetta's. Right? Isn't that what he said? In the
yeah, that's your own point.
I can't remember. Anyway.
I'm already confused enough. JJ and JJ.
I know. We got a couple JJs and you got TJ at tight end.
Yeah.
So, Rob, thanks for being here, bro.
I'm excited, baby.
We're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
If you want to be a guest on this show and you're local to the Twin Cities area, let us know. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
Make it happen. Especially if you're a non-Vikings fan. We got enough of us. It helps make it up the list if you're not a Vikings fan. We got enough of us.
I mean, we already have one here. It sounds like we don't have another one over here right now. So.
Sounds like I'm just up in the air. Yeah, whatever. No, Skull Vikes, obviously. Kev, behind the cameras, getting everything done for us. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, or you listen to the banner. Whether that's YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. And we will see you next week on Gridiron Updates.
Peace. Skull, baby.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.